love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Greetings, my lady. Do you remember me? Do you remember years ago, you know, we talked about and actually committed our lives to each other and promised to live as one, and have 9 children walking the earth because of the bond between you and me. You remember that? Well, I'm still here, still available, as that kind of relationship tends to be, exclusively for you. So just keep that in mind. I was surprised today. The video that I recorded yesterday on, Now I'm 65, Obedience to Christ or Social Security. I started to edit it last night after I did the voicemail. I had recorded it, then I did the editing of it, and I decided to finish it, even though I stayed up too late. But this morning I put it online, and I was pleased that I got some views on Brighteon and nothing on YouTube, which is kind of normal. And then BitChute, which took a little longer. I actually had to put it on twice. But then something happened that I don't think on BitChute it's never happened before. Within 30 minutes, I had 100 views, which is kind of like, wow. You know, and of course, that just amazed me, you know, especially because it happened, you know, lunchtime around or whatever. But and now it's been online for, 8-10 hours, and it's 210 views in, you know, still the first day. And for me, that's kind of like, wow. And, you know, why did that get that? I did get one thumbs down. You know, that's, you know, not a big deal. I wonder why. I did send out emails, obviously, I sent to my family, and I did get thus far one response from Chris Petrillo. And, you know, his attitude is just go ahead and take the money and set it aside or give it away or something of that nature. And, you know, I guess I'm not getting the point across. So I do wonder what my family understands from what was said. And of course, if there's a clarity issue, if there's a correction issue on my part, it'd be nice to be corrected. That would be an act of love. But anyway, so that's out. I haven't done the DVD yet. I need to get envelopes, so I guess there's no rush in that. But the other thing is, I continue to hear even more today about, you know, now that we've changed presidents again, the drumbeats for war have increased radically. You know, it's quite clear, you know, we're not getting enough out of Afghanistan. That's been obvious. I guess, especially for those who study it, probably from the inception. But we're there on behalf of not to bring peace and love throughout the world. We're out there on behalf of the CIA in order to continue the drug trafficking, because they supply the bulk of the world's heroin, and the importer, you know, the U.S. military protects the poppy fields, and CIA imports so much of it to the United States, since they're the world's largest drug dealer. So we're going to be there. You know, there's obviously tensions that kind of settled, but now, because Iraq is wanted to kick us out, and that may change as I think we may step more in. And then clearly we've added troops into Syria. That's an invasion. So, you know, we are invading another country, and we brought more in. And I'm not too sure why we're doing that. I don't think the oil is that big of a deal. It is a big deal. I mean, we're talking a lot of money, but I don't know if that's I don't know if the pipeline issues are the big deal, you know, or if it's simply just to be friendly to the country of Israel, because, you know, the Golan Heights does belong to Syria, and it's been, you know, the UN recognizes that, and the United States under Trump recognized it as part of Israel, which, you know, that's called theft. And then, of course, there's the continual saber-rattling with Iran. So the reason I bring that up is because not only do I think about George, but just because, just like the Afghanistan war has been going on for so long, it's going to apply to Walter and Zadok too. And I want to instill in them, no, don't go. Don't volunteer. I volunteered. I volunteered as an escape mechanism, because I didn't have any other guidance. So it was an escape mechanism. And of course, in the Lord's grace, you know, I was not involved in any active wars. Nor did I ever carry a gun. But that might not be true with my kids. So that concerns me. And I would like to instill in them, don't voluntarily go to serve the country by joining the military. It's the idea of patriotism and the right thing to do? No, it's not. Remember, patriotism is described as love of country and the institutions, but patriotism is the idea of your patrons, your fellow countrymen. It's to have a love for the countrymen, not for the institutions of the government. So, which would be consistent with love your neighbor. So, I want to instill that in my kids, because I love them. And right now I don't know how. But anyway, I got long again. How normal. I'll send you the discs so that maybe somebody in my family will get to see this video. And maybe it'll mean something to somebody. My lady, I love you.